From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody reports for the Columbia Green Media that it is official now. There will be a rematch in November between Republican Assemblyperson Chris Teague of Schoharie and Democrat Green County Legislator Adrian O'Connor Jr. of Durham for the 102nd Assembly District seat. Teague beat O'Connor by 159 votes at a special election in April in a seat held for years by Republican Pete Lopez. O'Connor Jr. is hoping that the purported blue wave shows up at the polls in November to close that 159-vote gap. On July 10th, O'Connor filed 1,167 petition signatures for the Democrat, Working Families, and Women's Equality November ballot lines, and Teague reports collecting more than 3,000 signatures. O'Connor said, and I quote, "We will officially launch our campaign sometime in August. We will be running a little bit different campaign than we did the last time. One of our messages is that we have never stopped. We have been attending events and knocking on doors," end quote. Carol Riggs, the former campaign manager for congressional candidate Brian Flynn, who lost in the Democratic primary for the 19th Congressional District June 26, has been added to the O'Connor campaign staff. Teague has not officially started campaigning yet, but has been showing up at Greene County Republican events. Teague said, and I quote, "I'm looking forward to spending time hitting the streets and knocking on doors to earn every last vote. I'm resolved to continue my hard work and dedication working with and for the people of the 102nd Assembly District," end quote. Bridget Bowen reports in roll call that a Democrat-backed poll has the Democrats slightly leading in the congressional election. The first poll after Antonio Delgado became the Democrats' nominee against freshman incumbent John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, shouldn't be taken all too seriously. But the poll commissioned by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has Delgado with a 7-point advantage with a 49-42% result. In 2016, Faso beat Democrat Zephyr Teachout roughly 54-46% in the 19th Congressional District, so that would be quite a swing, but in line with similar Democrat turnout in recent primary and special elections around the country. This Democrat-funded poll questioned 545 likely general election voters June 27th and 28th through a mix of live cell phone and automated landline phone interviews, with a margin of error of 4.2 points. Faso has been attacked by Democrats for 2 years and has just a 30% favorable result in the poll, much lower than Delgado's 45%. The National Republican Congressional Committee dismissed the poll from their counterparts in a statement July 11, and I quote, "Leave it to the DCCC to release a bogus poll just days after Antonio Delgado was exposed for recording disturbing and offensive rap lyrics," end quote. NRCC spokesman Chris Martin said, and I quote, "They know how painfully out of touch Delgado is with the district, and this is a desperate attempt to convince the media that his campaign is even remotely viable," end quote. Read the full story in roll call. Larry Rulson reports in the Albany Times-Union that the numbers are in for the proposed $100 million Amazon distribution center on Route 9 in Skodak. The developer wants $13.7 million in state and local tax breaks, and the project, a new study shows, brings a net tax benefit of $31 million to the town and the East Greenbush Central School District over 20 years. The study was done for Scannell Properties, the Indianapolis-based firm that wants to build and own the 1 million square foot facility. That number doesn't include the $24.5 million in annual wages from the 800-plus jobs the Amazon facility would create. Trucks leaving the 116-acre site would travel south on Route 9 toward Exit 12 on the I-90. Scannell's application predicts the total cost of the building is $90 million. On July 2nd, the Skodak Planning Board approved the project, and now the town board needs to approve a water and sewer extension before construction can proceed in the southern Rensselaer County town. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Madison Isler reports in the Albany Times-Union that New York consumers grew more optimistic in the second quarter of 2018, while the majority of the nation grew pessimistic. The new poll from the Siena College Research Institute reports New York State's index of consumer sentiment rose 2.1 points, while the national figure fell 3 points in April, May, and June. Upstate New Yorkers were more optimistic than city dwellers by a 2-point margin. Dr. Doug Lundstrom, the Institute's founding director and a professor of statistics and finance at Siena, said the results are, and I quote, driven by greater confidence in the future of business and economic conditions, end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. So that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.